ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hello, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com's new JLPT N4 Prep Course Lesson 1. I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by...
こんにちは、ナオミです。新日本語能力試験4級のレッスンへようこそ。
This course is designed for those who are preparing for the new JLPT Level N4 test. This course contains 12 lessons. Some of you may have noticed the title we used.
新日本語能力試験4級
The new JLPT Level N4.
そうです。2010年から JLPT が新しくなりました。
In 2010,The JLPT switched over to a new format.
Right. The JLPT used to have 4 levels. Levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. But in 2010, a new level between levels 2 and 3 was created, increasing the number of levels to 5. Under this new system, all of the levels will be offered twice a year in July and December. You can find more information about the new system and how to apply for the test at www.jlpt.jp.Okay, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Can you please tell us about the JLPT Level N4?
Sure. 新しい4級は古い3級と同じレベルです。
The level of N4 is about the same as the old level 3.
漢字は300。単語は1500くらい知らなければいけません。
For level N4, you're supposed to know about 300 kanji and 1500 vocabulary words.
新しい4級は125分のテストです。
The N4 test is 125 minutes altogether.
3つのセクションがあります。
And it contains 3 different sections, which are
文字と語彙
Kanji and vocabulary. This is 30 minutes.
文法と読解
Grammar and reading comprehension. And this is 60 minutes.
そして聴解
Listening comprehension. And this is 35 minutes.In this prep course for level N4, we will go over kanji and vocabulary in lessons 1 through 3, grammar and reading comprehension in lessons 4 through 8, and listening comprehension in lessons 9 through 12. In the kanji and vocabulary section, you're tested on how many words you know, as well as how well you know certain words. There are 5 types of questions.
In this lesson, we'll cover 問題1と問題2, or question 1 and 2.Of kanji and vocab section.
In 問題1, you have to select the correct reading of the kanji, and in 問題2, it's the opposite. You need to select the correct kanji that corresponds to the hiragana. Naomi-sensei,
はい。
Can you read the instructions for 問題1?
はい。下線の言葉はどう読みますか ?1,2,3,4 から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
How do you read the underlined kanji? Choose the best answer from 1 through 4.
下線 is underlined. So, 下線の言葉 means underlined word.
Okay, how about the instructions for 問題2?
下線の言葉はどう書きますか ?1,2,3,4 から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
How do you write the underlined hiragana in kanji? Choose the best answer from 1 to 4. In the lesson notes for this lesson, there is a list of 30 basic verbs that often show up in the kanji section.
I recommend that you check the conjugation of those verbs.
Ah, good point. Because on the test, the verb may show up in different forms, such as negative, past, te form, etc.
そうですね。We also have a list of adjectives.
Naomi-sensei,
はい。
Can you introduce the top 5 adjectives that show up on the kanji section?Listeners, grab a pen and paper. Naomi-sensei is going to say 5 adjectives, so please check to see if you know their kanji.
楽しい
Fun
黒い
Black
広い
Spacious
親切
Kind.
有名
Famous. Are you familiar with all five words? Make sure to check the kanji to see if you recognize them.
You can find a kanji for them in the lesson notes.
And also, like we mentioned, make sure you study not only the dictionary forms, but also the other forms, like negative, past, negative past, etc.
そうですね。And here's my advice. When you learn a new adjective, please also look up the adjective, which has the opposite meaning, if possible. For example, 大きい
big,
and 小さい
small,
明るい
bright,
and 暗い
dark,
重い
heavy,
And 軽い
light.
Like that.
Good advice. Here are some more words you should know. For the kanji and vocabulary section, we recommend that you review how to read the kanji for the four seasons.
そうですね。Right. 春
spring
夏
summer
秋
fall
冬
winter. Also, the words for body parts.
体
body
頭
head
顔
face
首
neck,
and so on.
Also, words related to nature,
such as 海
ocean,
森
forest,
林
grove,
池
pond,
光
light,
風
wind, and also words often used at school.
For example, 教室
classroom,
質問
question,
説明
explanation,
問題
problem
漢字
kanji or Chinese characters
英語
English
etc etc etc
So those kanji are important not only for preparing for the test but also for being able to read and understand signs on the street
そうですね right knowing those kanji definitely helps if you live in Japan or visit Japan
yes definitely And also, I think kanji really add a lot of color to Japanese words. Mm. When you learn how they're written and why, it's really very interesting. It might seem hard at first, but the more kanji you learn, it will all start to fall in place, I promise.
じゃあ、ジェシーさん。
はい。
I'd like to introduce two words which start with the same kanji.
Oh, what are they?
以上 and 以下。
以上 is more than, and 以下 is less or equal.
そうです。Right. The kanji, 以 as in 以上 and 以下 indicates the baseline.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. The second kanji for 以上 means up or above, so it literally means above the baseline. So it means more than or higher than.
Here's a sample sentence. 30度以上になる
To become more than 30 degrees. For the word 以下, the second kanji means down, bottom, or below. So the literal meaning of it is below the baseline.Or in more natural English, less than or lower than.
零度以下になる
To become lower than 0 degrees. There are also other words that start with the kanji I, baseline, such as 意外 or 以前
そうですね。
So please check the lesson notes for the explanation and sample sentences.
はい。
Well, that's all for this lesson. 問題1 and 問題2 will test your kanji knowledge. So please be sure to check the lesson notes and memorize the kanji that frequently appear on the test.My advice for learning kanji is writing them out a lot and doing a lot of reading. Read anything you can get your hands on. And, of course, make sure to go over the kanji list for the tests. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
じゃあまた!
See you in the next lesson!